Morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of James, chapter number 4, and this morning our text verse, verse number 8. Yesterday we were in verse number 7. It says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you." And today our text verse, verse number 8, says, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you." And we're studying or pursuing the thought this week, drawing nigh to God. Yesterday we said that drawing nigh requires commitment, submitting yourselves. This is a term of obedience, and you know it goes against our nature to submit ourselves to authority, especially to God's authority because of our fallen nature. But today I want to say that drawing nigh to God requires closeness. The scripture says, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you." I've been studying this, and I think the root word here, drawing nigh, has the idea of egress. Builders probably know what that means. When you talk about, you know, you have to have a certain amount of egress into a building, how many people can get through a door in the case of a fire, things of that nature. That's what it has the idea. How many, you know, moving or coming in would be an idea. And of course, the scripture says that we are to draw nigh to God, and in turn, he will draw nigh to you. Now, let me be quick to say that the Lord's right where we left him. But it's amazing how the closer we get to him, the bigger he gets, and the closer that in turn we can sense his presence and feel his spirit. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 29, verse number 13, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord." I will be found of you, saith the Lord. Understand that we're just as close to God as we want to be. As a matter of fact, I think that's true with about everything in our Christian lives. We do just about what we want. We're just about as close as we want to be. You say, "Oh, no, preacher, I want to be so close, but I just can't attain it. I just can't get there." Well, probably because we want something else more. Whether it is that we want sleep more rather than getting up early and spending time in the Word and spending time praying, or whether we want recreation more, and that's the reason we don't go to Sunday school or we don't go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. We want possessions more, the reason we don't tithe our income and give that which is rightfully belongs to the Lord. He lets us keep 90%, but we fail to give him his 10%. You see, we do pretty much what we want to. And I hear people all the time saying, "Well, preacher, you know, I just can't." Well, there are cases that happens. I mean, certainly there are cases that people are not physically able to go to the house of God. There are people who physically cannot get up early and do the things. And there are some folks who have no income, and therefore, of course, they have nothing to give. But, of course, the widow, she gave the widow's mite. She gave everything that she had. But my point is this. We're just as close as we want to be. So there was an old lady, an old man, driving down the road one day, and the dear old lady looked over at her husband. She said, "Honey, remember back when we was courting, how we used to sit close together?" He said, "Mm-hmm." She said, "Over the years, you know, seemed like we've gotten further and sitting further and further apart." He said, "Mm-hmm." And she said, "What happened?" And he always drove over where they went, and he looked at her and he said, "I don't know, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I ain't moved." He's right behind that same steering wheel he was when they was courting. May I say, you can rest assured, friend, if you're not where you once were with God, it ain't God that's moved. He's right where he always was. May God help us to draw nigh, to draw close, to seek the Lord with our whole heart. And the scripture says that he'd be found of us. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, would you help us today? May we seek you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our being, in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.